B-Pod Studios.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rick. It's a real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Our lottery party coming up is going to be a watch party like no other. It's about bringing the fans of New York together from all the boroughs of New York City. When the pick comes down, I just picture the loudest roar that you could possibly hear. It's just going to be electric. We know that this is going to be a monumental moment for Knicks fans. This right here will solidify our future. I'm looking forward to us reclaiming our throne as one of the elite teams in the NBA.
The third pick goes to the New York Knicks. The second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies. And that means that the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Wow. 98.5 to Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich.
Oh, I want to drink the tears of Knicks fans this morning. Oh, it's been fun. Just, it couldn't have gone any worse. And it really couldn't have caused much more chaos. The fact that the Pelicans got Zion Williams is even better. And the fact there are reports that Zion Williams does not want to be a Pelican are even better.
Yeah, it said Zion Williams was quickly whisked out of the room after Pelicans were announced the winner of the draft lottery. Source said the former Duke star was rooting to go to New York, but now is going to New Orleans, which is a real shame for him. By the way, he's from Salisbury, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does he care about going to? I mean, he's in a better situation, technically, right now, as things stand in New Orleans. If you got drafted, where were the two places that you would not want to go?
If I got drafted, I probably wouldn't want to go to Sacramento.
Yep.
And I probably would not want to go to Memphis.
Okay. I was going to say Phoenix, but all right.
No, Phoenix is whatever. Phoenix
is kind of a mess, too. I mean, I would...
No. But just in general, like, I wouldn't want to go to Charlotte, Utah, Sacramento.
See, Utah's different because they actually, right now, are an okay team.
Yeah, like, but I wouldn't want to go just
And the organization's
general.
Okay.
No, he's just talking about cities specifically, not organizations.
Oh, just cities? Oh, there's some other anuses.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. Yeah. There are a lot of them. Milwaukee, whatever. I mean, you can run down the list.
I'd rather go to Milwaukee than to Sacramento or Utah or Charlotte. I'd much rather be in Milwaukee. But, however... I think it's funny that Zion Williamson is already playing a diva.
And I like, too, that Anthony Davis, this changes nothing. He still wants to be traded, where I'm looking at this team, and if you're Anthony Davis, you got Jrue Holiday on your team, who's obviously a very good basketball player, and then you've got Zion Williams coming in, and you're sitting there, and you could get a max contract, and you're thinking to yourself, if I'm him, going, maybe I just got to pick up a phone and say, hey, KD, what do you think about coming to New Orleans? Can you imagine that team? That team would be unbelievable.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that maybe he's concerned about playing second fiddle. I don't know if Zion Williamson, and I've just had this opinion that I don't know how good he's going to be because of his height. I mean, he's listed at 6'7". I think he's more like 6'6", and he can't really shoot. But he's going to be like the biggest star since LeBron James to be taken number one overall.
Anthony Davis. I would say Davis.
Anthony Davis wasn't a phenomenon. I'm talking about coming out. No. Every number one pick has been better than Zion Williamson.
No. Well, don't forget about Markelle Fultz.
No. Okay, all right. But like Kyrie Irving, Anthony
Davis, there's been several LeBron that haven't really been as panned out. But I know what you're saying, the hype machine. Everyone knew his name, and everyone, I mean.
Who are the first round picks in the last five drafts?
All right, DeAndre Ayton, okay. Fultz, Ben Simmons, Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins, and then before that, Anthony Bennett, if you remember.
Yeah, correctly. I remember Anthony.
You remember Anthony Bennett.
See, Wiggins, people freaked out for him. They freaked out for Anthony Wiggins.
And there are some other guys, too, over the last, you go back a little bit, Andrea Bargnani, Greg Oden. I mean, there are guys that...
There's been some bad first
There have been
picks.
Some bad selections.
Yeah, but there's also been bona fide starts. So, what I'm saying is not necessarily the first pick, but when you look at someone who's projected to be a bona fide star...
Like, dude, they thought Markelle Fultz was a must, like, can't miss. The way that he was sold,
no, but he didn't
he
have,
was
no,
a
no.
generational player.
No, I don't remember that. I remember Markelle Fultz.
I totally remember that.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Generational player?
Generational,
absolutely
that
not.
Term being
no,
used.
No,
there's no.
I refuse
question.
To believe that. No. Not okay. a chance. He was unquestionably the number one pick of that draft,
the
but not a generational player.
At least
I disagree.
One guest that was on this
I
show.
I do not remember that.
All right, so Anthony Davis was considered a can't-miss. Kyrie Irving was considered a can't-miss. LeBron James was considered a can't-miss. So they're in the same realm as Zion Williamson. But next to LeBron James, Zion Williamson has the most hype that you've seen in a long time coming out. So he's immediately going to be a superstar, and his shoe deal will reflect that. I mean, he's going to, I mean, like Derrick Rose, like Derrick Rose got that huge deal, and he played, what, he played at Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Well, at the time, Derrick Rose got the deal when he was, I think, with the Bulls.
Regardless, he came out with a ton of hype, but not like this. I mean, Zion Williamson is going to be one of the biggest stars in the NBA before he takes a shot. And by the way, this, in a way, screws the Celtics, but nonetheless.
I don't know if it's screw. It definitely, if you want Anthony Davis, it makes it tougher, and you have to give up Jason Tatum now. There's no question about that.
Has massive bargaining power at their disposal because they got the number one overall pick.
And by the way, Jeff Goodman yesterday saying that he believes that Jason Tatum could be a Hall of Famer. Which I say, poo-poo.
We're only 2 years in, and he was stunted this year, if you believe everything that everyone's been saying. Yeah. But the one great thing about yesterday is the fact that the Knicks did not get Zion. And the people who were freaking out all over, I mean, there were draft parties like the one that I just played you the clip of with the ladies who set up all the balloons, and everyone went to the bar. And, of course, you got sounds of parties like this.
The fourth pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the Los
Okay.
There's some draft analysts that think the Knicks got lucky because they'll take RJ Barrett, who they believe might be better than Zion Williamson.
And then you had people who set up the camera and they're wearing their Knicks stuff, and one guy had champagne in his hand getting ready to toast it, and here's how things went.
Yeah!
Sounds very similar to the Jets drafts.
Yeah. Celtics even had that, oh, my God, moment in 07. They wanted Durant or Oden, and they wound up with Jeff friggin' Green at number five.
Well, that's the time where when Big John Studd won the $100,000 slam match at WrestleMania. Hey. Boo.
By the way, I am getting confirmation that we did indeed have an analyst say it on the air that he was
who?
A generational
who said
player.
It?
I forget, but Danny.
What generation?
Dan O'Brien, do you not remember that?
Who said he was
going to
be?
Absolutely remember, John.
Who was it?
I don't remember. I don't know who it was.
But, I mean, remember that
we
at all.
We were told he was a generational player.
I did not hear that.
I do not doubt that someone said that, but that was not the universal.
No, it was not.
Somebody said not only is Rich correct, but I also remember John Wallach using those exact words.
When? Find a tape of that. Go ahead. Find the tape of me saying that Fultz is going to be a generational player.
Will you eat a poop sandwich?
If they find it, John, I'm going ape crap because every time I say something that's remotely correct, that tape can never be found.
Maybe that's for a reason. Yes, Dan.
All right, just real quick, if I Googled an article, when he got traded to the Magic, because that's where he currently is, Magic president of basketball operations, Jeff Weltman and GM John Hammond felt that Fultz's generational type of talent was just too good to pass on.
Well, that goes back to the draft.
They
made the trade because Fultz, they were getting pennies on the dollar to get Fultz from Philadelphia. But that's not the right context for that.
Was the term generational?
And they had eyed him since before the draft.
Of course, everyone had. He was unquestionably the number one pick that year. But I don't remember anyone saying when I think generational talent, I think Hall of Fame. You think this kid was going to be a Hall of Famer?
Just telling you what I read, Josh.
Dan, that's fine.
I'll tell you what, Tatum's a Hall of Famer, according to your friend Jeff Goodman. He's been watching him since AAU.
All right, but when we get back,
Hall of Fame.
There was a lot of breakdowns yesterday.
How long's your career? Like 12 years, if you're lucky?
Yeah. Well, if you're a Hall of Famer.
12 to 15.
15, yeah. Maybe.
12 to 15.
Well, you've peed away your first 2 years. All right, go.
It wasn't his fault this year.
How many All-Star games?
Rising Stars both years, but not regular All-Star.
Oh, a Rising Stars.
That's right. He was there. All-Star weekend.
That's right.
Clearly one of the best young players in the league.
Yeah, he's one of the 24 best young players in the league.
He's on his way. You watch. Mm-hmm. Kyrie doesn't come back. We'll see how it goes.
I got an article here. This is from which website is this?
Now you've challenged Rich, which means
of course, which means he's going to start. He's not going to pay attention the rest of the show to find these things.
All you got
to
do is Google Markelle Fultz generational and out come all of the articles.
Who said it?
This would be. This is from Mashable. I think.
Okay.
It says
Mashable.
It's a website. It says some might even call it.
It's a website.
The media created with many calling him a generational player.
It's a website, Fred.
Yes.
I don't doubt people said it.
But that was not the universal take on him. Yes, he was supposed to be the number one overall pick. No, I don't think he was supposed to be a generational prospect. I don't believe that at all.
I'm just saying he was called that.
No.
John online too might actually be able to clarify this.
Go ahead.
We were going to break, but now
we're going to break.
Rich wants to be vindicated.
Because Wallach is so wrong on this. Utterly, completely wrong.
Okay.
John, go ahead.
I remember it was Mannix. Mannix came on, and he said the Celtics shouldn't trade the number one pick because Fultz might be a generational talent. I'll never forget.
Might be, not is. Might be. There are a lot of guys, a lot of overall number one picks that they say
Of course they say might be. How would they know is a generational player?
You said
he hasn't played for a generation.
And the guy who said that I said
referred
it
to as a generational player.
He's out of his mind. No.
Do you doubt Chris Mannix? Do you think he's a dummy?
I'd like to get Chris Mannix on the air and hear him say that again.
Mannix obviously was wrong in that case. I thought he was going to be the number one pick just because I was told how great he was. I mean, he played in a garbage. On a garbage team and
under sub .500 team, Washington.
Yeah, and there was I remember there was a lot of concerns about him. I do remember that because of the garbage team he was on and like his percentages and all that if they were inflated.
All right, so when we get back, there's Knicks fans broke down all over the place, but none more creepy than Stephen A. Smith. And Stephen A. Smith usually, he'll get angry. Well, Fred, when I say creepy, he recorded something in darkness, and you can barely even see him. Like, the lights are off, and every once in a while, you know it's him because it's his voice, and because he, like, put it out into the stratosphere, into the internet sphere. But you can hardly even, like, I don't know why he did it with the lights off.
Always.
Maybe he was,
I'm a bottom feeder.
He is a bottom feeder. You said that before.
Bottom feeder. I love ass.
Chris Mannix. Markelle Fultz, the closest thing to a sure thing in the NBA draft.
Okay. That's different than generational talent. Don't you dare try and make that comparison.
This is just an article, one random article.
Okay.
All right.
Just like Mashable is a random website.
All right, very well. You two ladies can take a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rick. The Real 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Our lottery party coming up is going to be a watch party like no other. It's about bringing the fans of New York together from all the boroughs of New York City. When the pick comes down, I just picture the loudest roar that you could possibly hear. It's just going to be electric. We know that this is going to be a monumental moment for Knicks fans.
this right here will solidify our future. I'm looking forward to us reclaiming our throne as one of the elite teams in the NBA.
The third pick goes to the New York.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich. Austin's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, all day I could listen to that.
The Knicks fans very upset about Zion Williamson, as apparently Zion Williamson is very upset about being a Knick, not being a Knick. Because obviously if you play for the Knicks, you're immediately a household name.
Well, the one thing that came out of yesterday was there were a bunch of insiders saying that despite us discussing this yesterday and saying it wouldn't be a good idea, the Knicks were going to, according to all these insiders, trade that pick to the Pelicans to get Anthony Davis because they believed it was worth it because that was insurance that they would have Kyrie Irving and that Kyrie Irving would play with Anthony Davis. If they had him, they said, okay, well, Kyrie obviously is going to agree to come here and play with us now, and that would also in turn get Kevin Durant. So by trading that number one pick, you were guaranteeing a new big three in New York City. And that's why it's so awesome that this all blew up. And one person who is more upset than most people. He's so upset that he did a video blog in the dark.
Always ass.
Oh, that would be, of course, Mr.
Always ass.
Stephen A. Smith, who's
I'm a bottom feeder.
I mean, everyone knows he likes.
I'm a bottom feeder.
He is a bottom feeder. So here is Stephen A. Smith recording something in the dark last night after it was announced that his beloved Knicks were not getting Zion Williamson.
Damn! Damn it! Damn it! Typical Knicks, man. I knew it. They'd get close. They'd tease us. And then they wouldn't get it done. Oh! Oh! Oh!
All right. Isn't it kind of sad? And Rich is showing me the video. It's like in complete darkness. That Stephen A. Smith, for all his fame and money, is still alone. Just complaining about this. Like, because just alone in a dark room.
I sometimes wonder if he's playing it up, but he does like 80% of the time. This actually sounds like he's angry.
Yeah, and he's like all alone. Like, where are the people that love you? Always.
That's right. Here, we'll cheer you up. How about alone?
Always ass.
Honey. Show me your ass. Stephen A. is very upset.
Sex.
Thank you, Stephen A. Smith.
I'm a bottom feeder.
I just love that.
I'm a bottom feeder.
That's gross.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Oh!
He sounds like very similar to Peter Gammons.
Oh!
All right, mistress. Cut it out. I'm upset enough.
Ow!
What's the safe word?
Ow!
It's ah!
I mean, there's a thump before it.
Maybe it is. Maybe that's why he's in the dark. He didn't want to see the woman behind him.
Ow!
With the high heels.
Yeah.
And the gimp in the box.
Yep. He has clothespins on his nipples, the whole deal.
He's being electrocuted.
Well, you know, Fat Mike from NoFX will wear the nipple clips that are connected to his wife, and she'll start just randomly.
Miss Clarissa, don't turn it to the left.
Promise me if I go through this, I can be a bottom feeder.
I'm a bottom feeder.
Suffocate me. It's hard to breathe through a leather mask.
This is S&M Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah. I can't breathe through this leather mask.
Oh!
Ooh, that pain. I'm a submissive. Always, always taking orders.
Monster of Service.
Ow!
Always, always have a heel in my back.
Monster of Service.
Always, always pain is pleasure.
I know the Knicks were denying it. I know the Knicks had everybody believing that if they got the number one overall pick, they were going to hold on to Zion. But I'm here to tell you, no matter what they tell anybody, they were thinking about moving that pick for Anthony Davis. They were at least thinking about it. Now New Orleans gets the first damn pick, and then they got both guys. What do the Knicks have? What do the Knicks have?
Warm leatherette.
Always, always pain.
Always, always ass.
Is he crying?
I don't know. See, it does sound like he's getting a proper flogging. Always, always eating out of a dog bowl. Always, always being led around in a leash. S&M. Stephen A. Smith.
S&M Stephen A. Smith. What's your feeling about the Celtics this year?
I don't know, mistress.
I'm not your mistress. I'm just a guy asking you a question.
I have a ball gag.
Okay, so you can't really answer the question, can you?
No, I've been bad.
Okay, well, it shouldn't be bad.
Always, always ask. I'm a bottom feeder.
I can't breathe in this hood. I want you to tell me what to do. I want you to kick me in the nuts. All right.
What's your safe word? Bayless! Bayless!
If anyone was in anything, it would be Bayless. All right, we continue.
I don't even know what else to say. Hopefully I calm down. My first take tomorrow morning.
Well, hopefully.
All right.
Every we'll bar with it. Closed captioning is hoping that's the case.
They'll be typing it out in all caps.
Yep.
If that is indeed the case. Oh, but how great is this? It's awesome because it's chaos.
It's awesome because it's New York.
Well, oh yeah, it's fantastic.
Awesome now, because it's New York.
And I love the people who were saying, you know, this is bad for the Celtics. Dude, they're going to have to give up Jason Tatum if they wanted Anthony Davis anyway.
That wasn't the consensus.
There were some people, within the last week, we'd had some people on saying, well, you know, maybe they won't have to give up Tatum. Maybe you can kind of skirt around it. Maybe there's a possibility. Now, there is no other option.
Yeah, and you're getting Davis for a year and giving up Tatum. So, and who, I mean.
I like what Jeff Goodman said, and that is go back to that core that you had before mm-hmm. when you were at the playoffs and you went to game seven, and you now have hopefully 90% of Gordon Hayward? Because you have to think that over the offseason, Gordon Hayward, I mean, for the last month up until that Bucs series, he looked great, and he showed signs of being close to where he was before he got injured.
The problem is, if you do it that way, yeah, the Celtics are going to be competitive. They'll win 50 to 55 games a year. But if you want an NBA championship, then the maturation of Jason Tatum is front and center. Because you look at the teams that are left, they all have at least one stud that's a bona fide all-star year after year after year. Gordon Hayward may or may not be that guy, but the guy with the biggest upside from all we see is Tatum. And if you leave the roster alone, you let Kyrie go, then you put Tatum front and center and say, you need to score us 20 or 25 points
agree.
A game.
You have to do that because I think that if you get Anthony Davis.
That's the shift here.
If you get Anthony Davis and you trade Jason Tatum in order to get him, and it would have to be Marcus Smart or Jaylen Brown. There's got to be two guys.
Sure.
So let's say you give up Marcus Smart and Jason Tatum in order to get Anthony Davis. Is that team right there going to win you a championship? No.
Well,
so don't risk it.
That depends on a couple of things.
To make that trade, you have to almost guarantee that you can win a championship with the team you're putting on the court. Because Anthony Davis isn't going to want to stick around.
If you can convince Davis to stay, which looks like a very long shot at the moment, but if you can convince Davis to stay, maybe you make that deal. But not without guarantees. You can't roll the dice.
And by the way, New Orleans has got to be over the moon, and I don't care how well they perform, but you don't think they sold some season tickets today?
Oh, totally. Totally.
I mean, that Zion Williamson is, I can't recall this much hype about a kid since LeBron James.
So there is, speaking of the Celtics, Terry Rozier yesterday was all over television. And that guy, if there's anyone who has no right to say the things that he said yesterday, it's him. But I'll tell you one thing, he ain't coming back. After hearing that, if you're Danny Ainge, are you bringing him back? If you're Brad Stevens and you heard what he said about you, do you want this guy to come back?
Tattoos over tattoos. Not even for the look, just the pain. Always, always ass. I have a vibrating egg. All right.
I'm a bottom feeder.
Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Something.
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. This guy was at the game last night. Doug, go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Going to the game tomorrow night. Game 4. They're going to clinch it. That's like a home game. I've been up there before. There's so many Bees fans. It's the best.
Yeah, that's last night. Now, the first period did sound like they were pumping in crowd noise. And you could look at the crowd, and they were all sitting there, and no one was really doing anything. And just in transition, and when there was not really a ton going on, you would hear the crowd and the level of the noise not drop. And it just looked like, and somebody told me, I saw a bunch of speculating online the same thing, and somebody said that during the national anthem, there was a glitch where you could hear a crowd noise get pumped in, and then it got immediately dropped. And I don't know if that's the case, but it sure looked that way. Although, in the second and third period, maybe after they'd been called out for pumping in the noise, it sounded like a Bruins home game. I mean, every time Tuukka made a save, right, which was a lot, I mean, you heard Tuukka everywhere. So, I will give...
It's a transient city. I mean, that's just the same way as it was in Atlanta. I mean, you know, there's... If Boston's involved in something, there's no more passionate fans than Bostonians. Now, it's great in playoff games. It's very annoying in June at a baseball game.
Yeah,
It's the best when the Red Sox are on the road to Colorado or Anaheim.
Or Atlanta.
We traveled all the way from Natick.
Well, no, they've moved to Atlanta, and then, like, all of a sudden, it's a costume contest, and they are going ballistic over a Wednesday night game in Atlanta.
It's and almost the cameras like always find them.
It's almost like people who don't usually wear, like, tons of Boston stuff, when they go out of town, they throw all of it in their suitcase.
Yep.
Like, they want the world to know that they're from there, and so they can, like, bond with the other people and just go over the top.
Where's the Red Sox bar in L.A., man? Let's find it. Where's the Boston bar?
I bet you there's more than one.
Yeah.
And so, but, yeah, the passionate group. It's great during the playoffs.
And give Carolina credit, too, because they are not like some of the other places. I think Columbus did this, where they will not sell you tickets if your zip code isn't that. Like, when you put your credit card information in, then if it doesn't match somewhere within, like, a 50-mile radius of Columbus. Carolina does not do that. I've heard many Bruins fans say that it's easy for them to get tickets there. So, good on them. At least they weren't. I hate when teams do that. The Lightning did that. The Lightning had that stupid stupid policy where if you showed up with another team's colors during the playoffs.
Last year.
Yeah, and you were in certain sections, like the club section, they would make you take it off, and they would give you, like, a black T-shirt.
That doesn't seem instead. That doesn't seem legal. Like, it seems like a suppression of your rights.
Like discrimination. I mean, I thought,
as minor as it may be,
the best thing to do is you would wear a Bruins sweater. And then you would just paint a bunch of stuff on your chest. So they told you to take it off.
So you would assure yourself never getting a job or getting laid again.
No, painting.
Well, again, I stand by my statement. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Was that the game last night as well? I don't know if they were pumping in noise or what, but that place is crazy in the parking lot. It was 70 degrees and sunny. Everyone's shotgun and beers. I think everyone's just hammered.
Well, that's the thing, is that I was very jealous looking at the people, first of all, with the weather.
Yeah, the tailgating looked awesome.
The idea that you can tailgate at a hockey game.
There's really not many better feelings than going to a hockey game in shorts. That usually means that your team's doing well, and also
Except for here.
No, here. I mean, in years past, that's been kind of a cool thing. It means your team's gotten far in the playoffs, but although it seems like it's never going to come. It's the never-ending winter.
Because even in Atlanta, you couldn't tailgate at a hockey game. I was very jealous when I saw the Carolina fans being able to tailgate. Even though, according to Joe Haggerty, he heard someone in the press area saying that they wanted to hit me. So,
really? They said that?
How about that?
Yeah, I just saw it.
People were saying that last night there was a cheer that many people thought could have been Brad, you suck, but it also could have been Fred, you suck.
Interesting.
You've captured the hearts and hatred of thousands of Carolina fans.
I'm sure that beat writer's got a whole posse of 10,000 people.
Fred got in a fight with a mayoral candidate.
I found that amazing.
I did not get in a fight.
No, she's angry at you is what this turns out to be, right? Yeah, she's running for mayor of Raleigh.
Yeah, and she has just over 7,000 followers and seems like she's got her ideology in the right place.
I know we were going to drop this, but this was pretty good. There was an email that Fred got yesterday.
To Mike Thomas?
I want to read this. Okay. So, once again,
by the way, I am not, I am not inciting any of this anymore.
No, you're not. And it's been a while since you've talked about it, but some people are just getting the news story.
All I'm pissed about is that people acted like I committed a sin by hanging up by some hillbilly writer.
This, by the way, this person's email address is dixieblitz@something.com.
I like how they pretend they're in the South in North Carolina, too. It's like a barrier state.
Oh, that's the South. That's the South.
Well, North, it's the North South Carolina's in terms South. Of like the Confederacy, but it's not like the cool South. Like Alabama, like if you go to the coast, is cool.
Yeah, but I never think anyone's ever referred to Alabama as being cool.
Well, I mean, Biloxi, Mississippi is a great town.
Biloxi's fine.
Oxford, Mississippi.
Oxford rules. Oxford's great.
Yeah, Oxford. Yeah. I mean, there's places that have good towns.
Biloxi's kind of a dirty city.
Maybe I meant Oxford, not Biloxi.
Oxford's great. All right, so here we go. It says, "Hey, numbnuts." Anytime you're addressed as numbnuts, you know that this is somebody that you obviously have to take seriously, and you're like, "All right, stop what you're doing. This gentleman's about to school me." Hey, numbnuts. Your lack of sophistication, arrogance, and rude behavior.
So he goes. Calls me numbnuts, and then his next sentence is lack of sophistication.
Right. I mean, maybe this should be read as like, it was the dude from the paper chase.
John Gielgud?
John Gielgud here. Hey, numbnuts. Your lack of sophistication, arrogance, and rude behavior were on full display when you hung up on Chip Alexander when he was a guest on your show.
Chip Alexander.
But we've come to expect that from you Yankee blank holes like yourself. In fairness, I guess we feel the same. The way we hear your screeching Boston butchering of the English language when you talk about college football championships. We don't talk about college football championships. Just to interject that.
Fred and I like shoehorn in 5 minutes in January.
Sure, when
Michigan
betting's
State's doing well, I'll mention it.
For your information and education, the championship trophy has only resided above the Mason-Dixon line once in the last 30 years, and it damn sure wasn't in Massachusetts.
That's not true. That's not true at all. In the last 30 years, Michigan's won a national championship.
Is that the one?
Colorado?
The other 29
technically,
were Alabama?
I don't know.
Wait, no.
Colorado did not win. Georgia Tech won, a-hole.
I'll take a look.
Ohio State hasn't won a national championship?
Oh, sure they have. If Tressel was there? Sure they did.
Has USC's won a national championship?
Is that that's below the Mason-Dixon line, right? I mean, if it goes all the way
count?
To California.
Does that count?
No, it doesn't really.
That's true. USC technically Southern California, so yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah. And well, I shall finish.
I know for a fact that Michigan tied for a national championship.
Yes.
We politely allow hockey to be played in our fair state.
By the way, Nebraska is above the Mason-Dixon.
Allow.
We allow hockey played in our fair state. He is continuing with the sophisticated. And if it wasn't fair for all the other Yankee a-holes, unlike yourself,
Ohio State's won two.
Okay. That have moved here to escape hellholes like the ones surrounding your broadcast home, the attendance at this imported sport would be somewhere just above zero. We're slowly converting these immigrants to courtesy, chivalry, and the genteel nature of Southern living, which he is representing in this email. If you're ever so fortunate to be allowed into our state, I'm sure you'd be amazed at the culture and how welcoming our people are, despite the reputation that will precede you. Even so, I'll invite you to experience what has led your northern brethren to call our state home. Just leave your attitude and blank-holishness in Boston if you do. You'll be amazed to learn that God talks like we do.
Okay.
But it won't matter to you.
I don't doubt it.
He said, but then he ends, but it won't matter to you because you probably won't get to meet him.
Yeah, that's the go-to.
Bless your pea-picking little heart, blankhead. Signed, Dixie Blitz.
The big thing is like,
I gotta give him. I'll give him a round of applause for that one.
Yeah, the big thing is like, you're not getting into heaven.
You don't know how many like horribly obscene emails we got that when you clicked on like their picture, whether it be their Twitter or their Facebook, it's like a picture of a Bible. Or it's them smiling with their kids, and it says, lover of the Lord. Like, yeah. There's one guy who had Jesus written in, like, Skywriter, like an airplane, and written Jesus in the clouds. And it's like, you effing C-word.
Well,
go stick a thing in your blank. And you're like, oh, my
sweet
Lord.
That's like people that pray for the rapture because they know that their life on earth is awful, and they've been complete failures. So they have this fantasy that by going to church every Sunday that that everyone who has kept them down for that long.
And I shall urinate on all of you as I rise on my cloud up towards the heavenly gates.
Yes, I mean, that's really what they think.
That's the voice I wanted you to read that email in. Oh, I wanted the Game of Thrones voice. Nothing, that's what I wanted.
There's nothing about dragons in that email.
It doesn't matter. Anytime you can pull that out.
Yeah, by the way, these people making fun of our accents. That's zip code discrimination, sir. Some dirty business right there.
Yeah, well, congratulations. They've all covered themselves in glory.
Somebody said Boston does that too with the zip codes. I don't think that's true.
Wait, what?
They said that the Bruins do that. I don't think that's true.
No, I don't know. Did they say the 617?
I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. Because they do that in Detroit. 313, baby. All right. Or if you're from where I was from, the 678. All right. We will be right back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Billy Chaffee going to be joining us right at 9 o'clock. Tim Conway died yesterday, and now all of a sudden 85 doesn't seem old. Like, all of a sudden 85, you're like, oh, dude. Like, why couldn't you hang out a little bit longer? But is there anyone who's had more success in comedy that is less funny than Tim Conway?
He didn't like Dorf?
See, Dorf wasn't big. Dorf on Golf was a phenomenon. That thing was just late night television advertising at its best.
And it wasn't funny at all.
Well, no. It was one joke, and they made, like, how many? 8 editions of Dorf on Golf?
The joke of Dorf on Golf, if you are younger than us, is that Tim Conway put shoes on his knees and hit golf balls and would, like, fall down on his knee. Like, he would fall over. Like, he was one of those things that you knock, and then it comes right back.
Yeah, like knock a nerd.
Yeah, knock a nerd. Yeah. Right. And so he did that, which is a sign of the apocalypse that was popular by anyone. And I guess it kind of foreshadowed what is going to happen with this country.
Well, Fred, the generation above us, the generation was older than us, would just, and I'm learning this just now, would buy things just because it was advertised on TV. So a friend of mine in Nashville manages Ronnie Millsap, who was like a middle-of-the-road country star in the 80s. He had one or two big hits, like, Any Day Now. He was blind. He had a couple, like, hits. He started advertising, like, through his management company, Ronnie Millsap, like, in the early 90s.
I remember.
His greatest hits. And it was run all the time. Apparently, according to my friend who works for his management company, he sold 5 times as many records from late night television than he ever did in the store.
Yeah, it's because it was you're lonely and, you know, it's late.
Yeah, it's maybe, impulse buying in right, the middle of the night.
And you have maybe like something's keeping you awake and this helps satisfy you. By the way, Tim Conway on Mama's Family. Now, you know me. I've seen every episode of Full House. I've seen every episode of Step by Step. I've seen every episode of Family Matters.
Yeah.
I have not seen one episode of Mama's Family. The way it's shot is depressing. The set is horribly depressing. And the premise is horribly depressing.
Yeah.
Tim Conway, and bless him. I mean, I guess, what show was he on? When he was younger, he was...
I know that when
Carol
I was...
Carol Burnett.
Okay.
But that's before my time. But he, Dorf, and Mama's Family are awful.
Well, when I was a kid, we had the Disney Channel, and these movies were super old even when I was like a kid. I think these movies came out like the 60s, but they would have like the Apple Dumpling Gang and stuff like that.
Him and in the
dude Don Knotts.
Don Knotts. They go, oh, boy.
What is going on?
I'm afraid.
And even when I was a kid, I was like, what is this?
Was he like in Herbie Goes Bananas?
I'm sure he went bananas right along.
I thought that was Buddy Hackett. I could be wrong.
Oh, it was Buddy Hackett. I know was indeed in those movies.
Yeah.
But no, was he in like The Shakiest Gun in the West?
Yeah, probably.
Like The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. Like it was always like, I'm a coward, but I'm all this crazy stuff's happening around me.
Yeah. So his resume, not good. But
the Carol Burnett show was huge. Like that was big.
Oh, no, I know.
I mean, that's kind of like, you know, he was the Jason Alexander, I guess, of his time.
You know, Jason Alexander doing a speaking engagement at Symphony Hall.
When?
They are doing a series of speakers, and he is one of them.
What's he talking about? Just his career?
I have absolutely no idea, because they have, like, a historian coming in and like financial guys coming in. There was a historian that I thought about going to, and then I realized I'm paying to be bored. Like David Brinkley or something? Okay. I don't know. I've read some of his books. But, anyway, so Tim Conway is dead. Not a fan. Not a fan. But now all of a sudden, 85 doesn't seem old.
I always got him and the guy from Blazing Saddles. Hedley Lamarr?
Who's the guy? Oh, that guy.
What was his name? I always got those two mixed up because they kind of ran in the same circles. What was that guy's name? I forget.
Well, you know Tim Conway's kid.
Yeah, yeah. I had a pretty good radio career. Tim Conway Jr.
Yeah, he's been in L.A.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a nice guy, and my condolences. But, I mean, Tim Conway, I never understood. Dorf on golf. I mean, how much money did he make?
A zillion
sitting
dollars.
On his knees. With shoes on his knees. And everyone...
Harvey Korman. Harvey Korman. I always got those two guys mixed up.
Well, wasn't he on the Carol Burnett show? Harvey Korman.
Yeah, he was? Okay, maybe that's why.
Oh, life. All right, Billy Jaffe, who is no Stu Grimson, will join us. There will be no commercials here, just the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.